Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, it is obviously not Mike and Carl. It's John Friggy today for the next couple of hours. No, wait. Don't go. Oh, wait. Just don't go anywhere because you're going to be fine, okay? Of course, those guys always start with, hey, man, right? That's their thing. It's not my thing. It's their thing. I don't want to step on them. I always start, at least in the last, 5 weeks, I start my show with, what the hell, man? Because that's kind of, hey, see, I told you, we're on the same wavelength, you and me, okay? Because tomorrow was going to be this big showdown against Tampa. We're looking at the schedule. It's going to be Thursday Night Football. It's going to be prime time. It's going to be Penix against Baker. It's going to be this against that. And it's just gone into nothing, right? I know. So I'm in for a couple of hours because Mike and Carl are downstairs at the company Christmas party. Diddy, you're not at the company Christmas party. What gives them that?
So what we will do is we will do a little switcheroo, and Oren, who is down at the Christmas party as well, will come back at 4 o'clock, and he and I will swap out, and then I'll have a chance to go down and participate in what in the Christmas party as it stands at that point.
Which means it'll be a little bit ramped up because some of the people that don't have to be on the air might start drinking around 2.
That could very well be the case.
Right? This hour, Dukes of Bell is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. I'll say this. I don't like company Christmas parties. Never have. Odyssey's is okay. They're not listening, are they? It's okay. See, the biggest problem with it, it's afternoon. They don't have it at night, which makes sense, by the way, only because I guess they like having it in the afternoon. And I don't day drink. So whenever I would go to the Odyssey Christmas party, it was like, you know, so, and of course I was always getting up at like 4:30 in the morning, right? Or well, 3:30 for a while. And so I didn't really want to be drinking and driving all the way to, you know, who knows where and all that kind of stuff after a Christmas party, especially not day drinking, you know? So I don't know. It was there. And then they play. You know what? My biggest problem, though, isn't so much the afternoon. You know what it is day-to-day with Christmas parties?
What's that?
It's we have to bond as a team, so let's play a game. Oh, my God.
You don't like to play games, John?
No.
Come on, bro.
Oh, what the hell? I'm not 12. Stop. I mean, no. It. I mean, No.
Good way to
get to know. I don't
want to
play your silly game.
It's a good way to get to know your coworkers, maybe in a way that you didn't know. Maybe someone you didn't think was funny.
I don't want to know them that way. Okay. If I wanted to know them that way, I would seek it out. Yeah. I work with these people. Okay. There we're. It's work. Then I have my friends, and they're kind of different. Okay. Not that I'm not friendly with the people at work. I was just never somebody that, you know, I mean, I had interests outside of work, you know, so I don't know. I mean, I like the people I work with. I like them a lot. I like you. I mean, I like Mike a lot.
Understood. Everybody is up for, you're not the only person I've heard say that about Christmas parties. So
yeah, it's so forced, you know, it's just like, we will have, it's like that stupid game where you would take like a, you know, a historical figure and you would pick a card and you would put it on your forehead and then you'd have to try and guess what it, I mean, oh my God, really? What are we going to break out, you know, the, Twister, Matt? I mean, come on, stop it. Well, we got a bond. I mean, oh my God. All right. So I just always felt forced to me. Turner used to have the best though, Day-Day. When I worked at CNN, Turner had the best. Ted Turner knew how to throw a Christmas party. First off, it was at night. There were 700 people. It was a full buffet and great food and multiple free bars, no cash bar, free bars, lots of booze and tons of prizes and dancing. And all they did was draw names for prizes. They gave away VCRs and televisions and camcorders and all the electronics of the day back in those days. And they gave it away. You know, and that's a nice. They had a whole ton of it. That was their Christmas party.
Yeah, that sounds real nice.
That was a lot of fun because you could go get drunk and get a prize. and then at CNN, there were some eligible bachelorettes. I ought to know.
Oh,
I,
okay.
I married two of them.
Oh, nice. Look at you.
Yeah. There were a lot of CNN marriages, dude. Lots. I mean, a lot of CNN marriages. Dan Patrick had a CNN marriage. I had a couple. A lot of my friends had CNN marriages. Oh, there were a lot of CNN marriages. Yeah, you know. And I wasn't the only one that double dipped, so to speak. Anyway, that's either here or there. All right. What the hell, man? That's kind of my new saying here. It's supposed to be some kind of a big deal tomorrow. And now here it is. It's, you know, Thursday Night Football. And my pre-tweeting on football has changed, Day-Day, on the Falcons. I used to be, Falcons game day, what do you think? We're going to, you know, now it's like I get the, you know, the gif of the depressed dude or something, you know, and I'm like, no, it's game day for the Falcons. You know, I mean, because it's like, what a waste here. Now, I know that Raheem had a chance to talk, Raheem Morris, for those who I don't know, who wouldn't know that, but had a chance to talk to the media. He had a chance to be interviewed. We have a little bit of that interview a little bit later in the hour here. And then Jason LaCanfora, for whatever he's worth, because LaCanfora, there are a couple of national guys that I just want to kind of caution you on, and LaCanfora is one of them, because I've been doing this a long time. And Jason's not exactly somebody I go, if LaCanfora said it, then, well, it must be true, because a lot of times I take a lot of what he says with a serious grain of salt. LaCanfora came out, as you may know, in the last day or so, 24 hours or so, and said, Raheem Morris is as good as gone. This after Raheem had already said, Mr. Blake is 100% behind me. And I'm like, okay, well, which one do you believe here? Well, the answer is, yeah, LaCanfora, because of course he's going to be. He's got, right? He's got to be gone. I mean, Arthur Blank is a brilliant businessman. He runs a great company. He does wonderful things. My daughter, who worked for Mr. Blank for a number of years for AMB, just left, not for any other reason than she had a better opportunity in Chicago. And who knows, she may go back to work for AMB, and everything that ever she, you know, all the people that I was associated with and got to know who worked for AMB, either through the radio station with the Falcons and United, or with through my daughter with Major Events, and, you know, all the great, you know, Tarina and Shannon and the whole bunch of them. I really like everybody at AMB. It's a great company. And so he's very loyal, and he's very loyal to a fault, in my opinion, when it comes to his sports teams. And so as a result, he's loyal to people who are giving him bad advice on soccer or football or whatever. And then he's loyal to the people who, once they give him the advice, he hires based on that advice. He's loyal to those people. Look, it's his team. He can do whatever he wants. I wouldn't be nearly as patient. I put up the big thing the day after the Miami debacle saying, you know, let's move on now. Let's try and build for next year. Because that's all this is about, right? Next year. That's what tomorrow night's about. It's about next year. It's like, look, Drake isn't going to play again, right? Because he's still dinged up. And I'm at the point where, hey, Drake, I know you're probably not listening. I don't know, maybe you are. Maybe you're driving around town and you're listening. Look, Drake, I got to tell you, I'll speak for a lot of Falcons fans. Not all, they can speak for themselves, but I'll speak for a lot of Falcons fans. Hey, dude, if you don't play the rest of this year and you just want to kind of like slide and make a business decision, if you're okay with not putting up the numbers, I'm good with that, okay? I mean, don't rush back, okay? Ain't no reason. You don't need to be here. Nothing can be accomplished. Now, maybe you have some incentives you want to hit. Got that. You want to be a good teammate. Got that. But if you suddenly, oh, you know, my knee, I don't know. Hey, you know, fine. You know, whatever. Dude, I'm good. We're good. Show up next year, and hopefully Penix is there, and we got to figure out what we're doing at quarterback. Hell, we got to figure out what we're doing at head coach. Oh, please tell me we're making a change. Oh, my God.
I don't think we are, John. That's just my feeling. With Raheem saying he's 100% confident, or he, you know, he feels that Arthur Blank backs him 100%, that just, and again, just being around him the past few weeks, you know, when we're up there weekly with Dukes and Bell, he just has a calm about him that seems like he's okay with whatever's going to happen once this season comes to end. And then, again, this is just me personally, it just gives the vibe of he's probably going to come back. Because at this point, what are you going to bring a new person in next year for when you don't have a good direction or sense of direction of where you're going to be able to go with your quarterback situation because of Michael Penix?
But that's no. That's exactly why. Because the guy I want, look, you can have anybody you want, right, to be the new head. The guy I want, 100%, hands down, Todd Monken. Okay, I'm not even. By the way, oh, you're just a Georgia. I can hear the. You're just a Georgia fan. I'm not a Georgia fan. Okay. Didn't go to school in Athens. I have no problem with Georgia. It's fine. I'm not one of these people who walks around, we need to draft more dogs. I'm not one of those people, okay? I have no dog in the hunt. Georgia plays Alabama, and I'm just watching the game, okay? Georgia plays Georgia Tech. I'm just watching the game, all right? That's it. I went to a Big Ten school, okay? So I got nothing going on with Georgia here. But Monken's the perfect hire. And it's not just bringing him back to Georgia, you know, to the state where people and Georgia fans certainly know him. It's that he did such a good job, Day-Day, with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. And he's largely responsible for the fact that Lamar Jackson turned into the player that he turned into. So, to me, you want to get a coach who can develop a quarterback, maybe get a little bit of help. I think Monk is the perfect guy to bring in to take over this team. If you are insisted upon keeping Raheem Morris, are you telling me you're going to be insisted upon keeping Zach Robinson?
Well, I don't think Zach Robinson comes back if you keep Raheem Morris, in my opinion, again. Now, I don't know anything, but I think that there will be change, and I think that if Raheem Morris does come back, something tells me that, the caveat to that is going to be the fact that Zach Robinson may not be returning. And then, you know, the thing with Todd Monken is, are you going to leave a Lamar Jackson to the uncertainty of how good Michael Penix can be, knowing that he's dealing with these injuries?
To be a head coach, yes. Yes, to be a head coach, yes. I'm not bringing him back to be offensive coordinator. I'm hiring him to be the head coach.
Yeah, but you still don't know what's going on with your quarterback situation. That's my only thing. At least in Baltimore.
I know that. I mean, we all know that, right? So let's fix it. I mean, all I know is if you keep doing the same damn thing, it ain't going to get no better.
Yeah, what's that? The definition of insanity, right?
Well, that's my point. And for those of you, oh, Zach, don't worry. Zach Robinson's going to go back to his college because he played quarterback at Oklahoma State. He's going to go back over, take over for Mike. Well, guess what? That's gone. Oklahoma State hired the North Texas head coach. Ain't no more job. It's gone. Zach Robinson wants to go to North Texas. I guess he could.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Anyway, 404-726-0929. How concerned or not concerned are you that Raheem Morris is talking about being 100%? Are you think is he really coming back? On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, John Fricke in for Duke Zabel on this day before the Tampa game that doesn't matter. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.